March Madness continues tomorrow as the NCAA college basketball tournament moves into the Sweet 16. The one big city that has no big-time team is New York, and that's got commentator Frank DeFord wondering, what's with the Big Apple?
As the NCAA tournament heads toward the regionals, as the NBA bides its time until the playoff push begins, that is, as basketball rules the day, it's ironic that New York, the city where the game really gained popularity at Madison Square Garden, has never been more of a basketball laughingstock. Why, if Damon Runyon was eating cheesecake at Lindy's today, this is what he'd be saying. It is a pretty pass indeed, when, as it is indisputably known to all guys, and not a few dames, that it is here that the hardwood game first flowered. But we have now not one team of quality, and I give you 6-5 that our fabled garden is itself full of weeds. Ah, the garden, the place where college basketball first took an urban foothold, starting in 1934 when a promoter named Ned Irish began scheduling college doubleheaders. New York teams like NYU, St. John's, Long Island University, CCNY packed the joint and were the powers in the sport. Every team in the country wanted to play there, as sure as every Shantuzzi wanted to sing at the Copa. Then when the NBA got going, sure, the Knickerbockers may have often been bums, but now they were pro doubleheaders. For the guys wearing satin shorts, it was their Broadway. And in fact, the Garden was invariably referred to as the Mecca of basketball. Today, deferentially, the teams that come into the Garden still profess to swoon at working Mecca, but it's merely being polite, like asking for an autograph from some old faded movie star. Because the fact is now that every city of any size and most big-time colleges possess basketball cathedrals every bit as impressive. After all, arenas and stadiums are what pass nowadays for American infrastructure. The Garden in New York live off basketball memories. Not a single New York area team even got a whiff of the NCAAs. Not only that, but the Knicks have been toxic waste for years, and across the river, the Nets are striving manfully to put up the worst record in NBA history. Not only that, but to add to the Big Apple's basketball disgrace, the upstate of New York, which for the city's sporting types has historically only consisted of the Saratoga racetrack, not only produced a number one seed in Syracuse, but also in the regionals, it has Cornell. Cornell from the Ivy League. Cornell from far above Cayuga's waters. Whatever. Syracuse and Cornell. And there in New York City, a basketball vacuum. It's like they took all the kangaroos out of Australia.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. This week's issue includes a memoir of his early days at the magazine. Frank joins us Wednesdays from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.